We're remembering the life of Nobel laureate John Nash. Nash and his wife, Alicia, were killed in a car crash in New Jersey on Saturday. When he was 21 years old, Nash authored one of the most influential ideas of the 20th century in game theory. It was his doctoral dissertation. It explained how to win when you face difficult choices and you don't know what your competitors are doing. And that wasn't even considered his greatest work. But as his renown grew, Nash's mind fell apart, ravaged by schizophrenia. His story became familiar to many people because it was told in the 2001 film A Beautiful Mind. Russell Crowe played John Nash. Christopher Plummer played his doctor.
There's no one there, John. There's no one there.
He's right there. He's right there.
Stop. I don't know anything. Stop. I don't know anything. My name is John Nash. I'm being held against my will.
That's from the film A Beautiful Mind, based on the biography written by Sylvia Nasser, journalist and professor at Columbia University. She joins us from New York City. Sylvia, what was John Nash's life like at age 86?
Well, very few lives have a third act, but his did. And he got his life back. All the things that you take for granted in anyone else's life, like having a driver's license, traveling, being invited to conferences, all those things that were impossible and seemed to be impossible forever now were possible. And he lived with Alicia. They eventually got remarried in 2001.
When had they gotten divorced?
They got divorced about 5 years into his illness, that is, in the 60s. He was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia at age 30. He blamed Alicia for hospitalizing him against his will, and she eventually had no choice but to divorce. But a few years later, when he was incarcerated in a hospital in Virginia, he wrote to her and begged her to take him in, and she did. And for the next 30 years, he lived with her and their son, Johnny, across the street from the Princeton train station. And Alicia supported both of them. The son got sick at age 15. Alicia commuted into Manhattan, working at jobs like at Con Edison and Blue Cross, getting up at 4:30 in the morning. And she made it possible for Nash's mind to heal.
How was it that he was able to not only keep his life together, but also excel? He apparently once wrote that he simply decided to return to rationality.
Well, he did say that often. As his symptoms became less urgent, he was able to manage them to some degree, the same way that anyone manages the symptoms of any chronic illness. He didn't mean that he willed his illness away, but as he started aging out of it, he had more control, and he was motivated to exert that control.
And was he able to do mathematics again?
He did, but as he once said at an international psychiatry conference, when he was introduced as, this walking miracle, He got up and said, well, it's like an artist having had, some long-term physical illness, recovering, and then not being able to paint again. Losing those years from 30 to 60, they couldn't be replaced.
Was John Nash, I realize we may not even be talking about him right now, if he hadn't been the subject of your book and a movie, and if he hadn't had schizophrenia, if he hadn't made a name for himself with the disease as well, what is his legacy now? And do you think it bears any resemblance to what it would have been if he had not had severe mental illness?
Certainly within mathematics, he will be remembered as one of the greatest mathematicians of the post-World War II era. Within economics, he'll be remembered for his transformative work in game theory. I think to everybody else, his life is and inspiration. He recovered from a disease that most people have long believed that you can never recover from. He didn't fit the popular stereotype of people with schizophrenia. He was supported by, you know, his loving family, as are so many nameless people with that illness. And at the end of the day, what he and Alicia did was to take care of their adult son who lived with them, who suffers from schizophrenia. And that was their life. So at the end, he not only survived himself, but he really was a devoted father and husband. And I think that he got great satisfaction from that.
Nice to talk to you about the subject of your book called A Beautiful Mind, The Life and Mathematical Genius of Nobel Laureate John Nash. Sylvia Nasser, thank you very much.
Thank you.